He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Waihia is a small town with a big history. It's a 2-minute drive from Waitangi, where thousands of people travel each year to commemorate the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi. It's a sunny part of the country too, and tourists won't be bored. Last year, 90 cruise ships visited the Bay of Islands.
The ferry basically goes from Paihia to Russell, and they go through in between two significant islands to our hapu. The big island here is called Motu Maere.
It's my guide for the day, Ngāti Kawa Taituha. These stories were handed down to him by his kaumātua from the hapu of Ngāti Rahiri and Ngāti Kawa. And yes, my guide is named after his own hapu, which is pretty cool.
And so Motu Maere is an ancient place. We say that place there because of the whare wānanga, and so then it's actually quite tapu.
The story of Paihia's name, though, has more to do with the Pākehā settlers than the tangata whenua, in particular missionary Henry Williams. Here's one of his descendants, Martin Robinson.
They came with the greatest of intentions, and it was an intention of protection, not a selfish or jealous bone in the body. That's my impression.
Let's find out more. Join me, Justine Murray, on the road to Paihia. This is Know My Town, a pocket-sized podcast about Aotearoa place names. I meet up with Ngāti Kawa Taituha at the Williams House Library. It's the former house of Henry Williams. We decide to head to the waterfront, which happens to be along Williams Road. Ngāti Kawa is the chair of Te Tī Marae. He was born and raised in Waitangi, went to school here. He knows all the good eating spots and is often called on to help run things at Te Tī or give interviews, like this one.
We're right in the middle of Paihia, the town, just by the info centre, right on the waterfront. Where everyone comes, you know, a lot of tourists come through this place.
I cut straight to the big question, where did Paihia come from?
The place, Paihia, it's about P-A-I-H-I-A. And so just in case people got confused with all the pies that are here, you know, so just spell it out properly.
Pies. That gets me thinking, are there decent bakeries or pie shops in Paihia? So of course, for research purposes, I had to call into a pie shop.
Can I ask you, what kind of pies do you serve here?
I pass power pies, steak and mushrooms,
I passed on the power pie, by the way. Is 9 a.m. too early for a pie? Is it? Maybe? Well, they did look amazing. And of course, power, mince, steak and cheese is not actually the reason for the name. For that, we need a bit of context. We need the history.
So we're here in Paihia and we are downloading the Time Walk Aotearoa Paihia app.
In 2023, the town celebrated 200 years since it was founded. Ngāti Kawa is part of Focus Paihia, a group made up of young people, residents and business owners. They came up with Aotearoa Time Walk Paihia. So throughout the town, you can use your phone to scan QR codes on display stands. It's pretty impressive.
We're going to open it. Okay, and then you... Welcome to Paihia. Take a journey through time and place. So scan. Let's try this.
Welcome to Time Walk Paihia. Time Walk Paihia is a unique opportunity to learn about some of the people who lived in Paihia in centuries past. It explores the early history of Māori who lived in this rohe for centuries and how they worked with the Church Missionary Society, CMS, towards the vision of a shared nation.
What can you tell us about what Paihia, the name, means?
Everyone has their own story, but I'll just share the one that I got brought up with living around here, ones that I heard from kaumātua and their kōrero, which is actually Manu Kai Huia, the original pā that was here. There are stories about it being linked to the ridge, going all the way up to the highest peak behind the town.
So that was the original name of this place, Manu Kai Huia. It also references that this area was a sanctuary for the huia bird, a rare bird that was last seen apparently in 1907. It's also a testament that this place is Wāhi Tapu. It's a very ancient pā site.
Just behind Paihia School is the highest point. That's called Puke Huia. And so that's a pā of Te Kemara. And so he was our local chief. He signed the documents here in 1835 and 1840. And he had a pā site there. So Puke Huia and Manukau Huia are actually linked, those two names.
So 1823, this place was known as Manukau Huia to the local
hapū. Yes, that's correct.
But that was soon going to change. Ngāti Kaua mentioned the rangatira Te Kemara signing two documents. He was talking about He Whakaputanga o Rangatiratanga o New Tirini, the Declaration of Independence of the United Tribes of New Zealand in 1835, and, of course, in 1840, the Treaty of Waitangi. But by the time these were being negotiated, missionaries had already been in the Bay of Islands a generation. Reverend Samuel Marsden had been invited to set up his first mission by the rangatira Ruatara, and he arrived from Sydney in 1814, just in time for his famous Christmas Day service at Rangihaua Bay, north of Paihia, or what was then called Manukau Huia. It was another 9 years before Marsden would establish a mission at Manukau Huia, and it was the arrival of Henry Williams, his wife Marianne, and their three children in August of 1823 that sparked the change of name. Today, Martin Williams lives in Napier. He's a descendant of William Williams, Henry's brother, who followed Henry to New Zealand in 1826, and we'll let him tell you his version of how Paihia actually got its name.
They were under the care and protection of Enahamu and Te Koki of Ngāti Rāheri and Ngāti Kaua, invited, requested, allowed to establish a mission in what is now known as Paihia. And the story goes that they were walking south towards that mission site, and so it was said that the guides at the time said, Paihia, maybe get to Paihia, I'm not sure. In other words, good here.
Yeah, you heard right. Paihia sounds like a te reo word, but it's actually a bit of Māori and English combined. It's Paihia, or good here. But just who said that? Well, Martin says it could have been William's guides, that's Māori from the region, maybe from Ngāti Kaua or Ngāti Rāheri, we just don't know. But others say it was Henry Williams himself, which is possible given he knew some te reo Māori at the time. And pai, P-A-I, is an easy word to say. Here's Martin Robinson again, who lives in Kerikeri and is a descendant of Henry Williams. He reckons it was probably Henry.
Yeah, that's the story. Yeah. So whether it would have been Samuel Marsden and Henry, yep, chugging past, or whether they were rowing past or sailing past, I don't know. And whether they said it when they came ashore or what, I don't know.
Yes, we are talking a few hundred, well, you know, decades and decades ago.
It was about 200 years ago. But tourists visiting the town and scanning their phone on the Aotearoa Time Walk app will hear another version of who said Paihia. And it involves a ship.
In 1823, Samuel Marsden and Henry Williams searched for a further mission site to the south along the coastline. Tradition has it that the Māori crew uttered the words Paihia, meaning good here.
So that's pretty much how Paihia became Paihia, and Martin Williams makes a good point. There are lots of play on words when it comes to the Māori language.
You know, you normally say no here, koe, where are you from, Paihia, good here. And just as I think know my town is perhaps a play on words, maybe Paihia is as well. That's the legend. It's not quite a pūrākau. It's just almost anecdotal. You could call it a well-entrenched urban myth of sorts.
And once Williams and Marsden settled on Paihia as the place to build a mission station, life for Māori of Ngāti Rāheri and Ngāti Kaua changed forever. But as Ngāti Kaua Taituha explains, having Pākehā in the area was welcomed with open arms.
There was lots of benefit of having missionaries here in terms of trade, in terms of technology, and lots of contacts to Britain and networks over there as well. So a lot of Māori around this area were kind of competing to have those missionaries in their region.
This is where the beehive was.
I met up with Martin Robinson in Paihia. Remember, he's a descendant of Henry Williams, and he reads one of the information boards.
You are standing in the midst of the most influential Christian mission station to have existed in Aotearoa, New Zealand. They came under the protection of the people who had lived here for centuries before, the mana whenua hapū Ngāti Rahiri me Ngāti Kawa.
And once the mission house was up and running, it soon became a focal point for Māori Pākehā relations.
Mission stations were a really good, I don't know if you call it a status symbol or something, but it's a really good way of building a relationship between Māori, tangata whenua, mana whenua, and the British.
But that didn't mean Māori were that interested in a new religion, well, in the early days at least.
There weren't any conversions to Christianity till this station here started in 1823, and I couldn't tell you exactly the date of the first baptisms nor conversion to Christianity.
A quick note here, the first baptism was supposedly in 1825. Back to Martin.
But they started a school teaching in Māori and bringing European ways to the place.
The original house, known as the Beehive, was demolished in 1934. There's little left here from 200 years ago except a few stone bricks. And the historic site was almost lost to developers.
This would have probably have gone into being a motel. It was close to it. And with the help of the Williams Trusts, the land has been preserved as a sanctuary for the past.
We've really just touched, we've skimmed the surface of the history of the Bay of Islands, but that's the story of Paihia. Henry Williams, or Māori in this area, most likely from Ngāti Kawa or Ngāti Rahiri, said the words, "It's Paihia," or "good here," a perfect place for a Christian mission. And that's the story Martin Robinson has heard, and he's sticking to it.
That's the only one I've heard about. It's pie here.
Yeah, it's
pie. Sorry. I mean, if someone comes up with another story, then I'm willing to listen to it.
Kia ora, thanks for listening. And thanks to Ngāti Kawa Taituha, Martin Williams and Martin Robinson. If you have a town in mind that you think would be good for the series, please let me know. You can email podcasts@rnz.co.nz. Follow and listen to Know My Town, that's N-A-U-M-A-I Town, wherever you get your podcasts. You might like to listen to episode 7 of the first series of Whakamāori, where a panel of Māori language experts translate the Māori version of the Treaty of Waitangi, so they translate Henry Williams' work. If you enjoyed this podcast, please tell your friends or leave a review. Ko Justine Murray aho, noho ora mai.